This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The central government today announced the implementation of four new labour codes aimed to simplify and streamline the existing decades-old labour laws in the country. In a social media post, Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia said that the new labour codes will ensure better wages, safety, social security and welfare for the country's workforce. The Code on Wages 2019, the Industrial Relations Code 2020, the Code on Social Security 2020 and the Occupational Safety, Health and Working Conditions Code 2020 has come into effect from today. Mr. Mandavia said these reforms are not just ordinary changes, but government's guarantee of dignity for every worker in the country. The Tejas fighter jet of the Indian Air Force has crashed in the Dubai Air Show in UAE today. According to the Indian Air Force, the incident has resulted in fatal injuries to the pilot. A court of inquiry has been constituted to ascertain the cause of the accident. IAF has regretted the loss of life, saying that it stands firmly with the bereaved family. The incident occurred when the fighter jet was participating in the air show. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be arriving in Johannesburg today to attend the three-day G20 Leaders Summit. This marks his fourth official visit to South Africa, following his bilateral visit in 2016 and later for the two BRICS summits in 2018 and 2023. In his departure statement, Prime Minister Modi said the summit will be an opportunity to discuss key global issues, adding that he will present India's perspective at the summit in line with the nation's vision of Vasudhaiv Kutumbakam and One Earth, One Family, One Future. Our correspondent in Johannesburg reports that this will be PM Modi's 12th G20 summit since 2014. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today announced that the next 1 year will be dedicated to the modernization of the Border Security Force, BSF, and welfare of BSF personnel. Addressing the BSF's Diamond Jubilee Foundation Day ceremony at Bhuj in Gujarat, the Home Minister stated that the Home Ministry has set a five-year target to make the BSF the most modern and aggressive force in the world.
Home Ministry has decided that the next 1 year till BSF's next Foundation Day will be dedicated to the modernization of the Border Security Force. The Home Ministry has set a five-year target to make the BSF the most modern and aggressive force in the world.
Border Security Force banayenge.
President Draupadi Murmu has embarked on a two-day visit to Hyderabad. Upon arrival at Begumpet Airport in Hyderabad, she was accorded a warm welcome by Telangana Governor Jishnu Dev Verma and Chief Minister A. Revant Reddy. The President will inaugurate the second edition of the Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav at Rashtrapati Nilayam at Bolaram this evening. The Election Commission today said that more than 50 crore 43 lakh enumeration forms have been distributed among electors since the launch of Special Intensive Revision, SIR Phase 2. The second phase of SIR of electoral rolls has commenced on the 4th of this month in 9 states and 3 union territories. These states and UTs are Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal, Puducherry, Lakshadweep, Andaman and Nicobar Islands. The large-scale revision of the electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on the 7th of February next year. Thousands of illegal Bangladeshi immigrants are leaving India through various border checkposts in West Bengal since Special Intensive Revision SIR has started. Border Security Force BSF is handing over the Bangladeshi nationals to the Border Guard Bangladesh after taking biometrics and completing necessary documentation work. In badminton, Indian men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sai Raj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty were knocked out of the Australian Open after losing the quarterfinal match to Indonesian pair of Fajar Alfian and Mohammad Shoaibul Fikri by 19-21, 15-21. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav held discussions with companies in Singapore today. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said that Singapore Semiconductor Industry Association, SSIA, is partnering with India to support the country's semiconductor projects. And that is the end of this news bulletin.